A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, watching Sacramento and the governor of California because the doubts in the Democratic Party. Bloomberg reporting, the Democratic National Committee is considering formally nominating Joe Biden as early as mid-July to ensure that the president is on November ballots while helping to stamp out intra-party chatter of replacing the president after last week's poor debate performance. Jeff, I come to you because the chatter intra-party was very loud about the governor of California. And it just so happens, coincidentally, the way these things work out, that the governor has, in the state of the state, delivered a budget. The headlines are not promising, but I'm sure that there are many things to say. California Governor Gavin Newsom signs budget to closed $46.8 billion budget deficit. This is a big story in California because I remember not too many months ago there was a $100 billion surplus. The question now is whether Gavin Newsom is ready to take this to the nation if called upon. What's the thinking in Sacramento and Los Angeles and California and San Francisco about Gavin Newsom? If called upon, is he ready, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Ever the patriot, ever the stalwart member of the Democratic Party, Gavin Newsom is expected to step in if he is indeed drafted. And a lot of people are positing that, in fact, the plan all along has been to move him into that position to become the nominee, and that he would be dragged in, kicking and screaming, saying that he stands up for Joe Biden, but that he would come forward and save the Democratic Party. He would be the reluctant hero. So that's what you're hearing most of the time now, is he's working to be seen as the reluctant hero.
Yes, the Sacramento Bee, a very large, influential paper for the Sacramento legislature, the capital of the country, is asking the question, is he ready? Has he prepared? And your observation is that he's been preparing for some time, knowing there was this possibility. Now, Jeff, there are troubles in California. And I mentioned one, the budget deficit, but we have the homeless problem. We have people leaving the state. We have very high taxes. We have a large population, I believe, of people who've come into the country without documents, living in the California sanctuary cities. Is it California's opinion that those stories all go away when Mr. Newsom steps on the national stage and he'll speak to the future? What's his style about dealing with troubles at home? Does he blow them off, Jeff?
He will blow them off. He's blown them off before. The feeling, I think, in California is that nothing's going to change here. It'll continue on. It's a one-party state ruled by a supermajority in Sacramento, and it'll just continue on. The feeling, though, is, or the question is, what happens when he brings his model or his experience to the national stage, or even maybe to the White House? Does he do what to the country, what people say he's done to San Francisco as its mayor and to California as its governor? And you laid out a good number of the problems that have gotten worse under him, not including fentanyl and a whole host of other things that, you know, immigration is a big issue and business is leaving the state too. So, he's going to have to work to extricate himself from that. And it's going to be very tricky. But I think it's one of those things where people who are starting to fade away from Joe Biden because of his performance or what they've seen over the past year or two may be likely to jump to him as one of those anyone but Trump candidates. And the fact that he can string more than a few words together, he's fairly young and decent looking and all that. And he's got the backing of some pretty powerful Californians. He always has. So those are all big pluses for him.
One of those Californians is Nancy Pelosi, correct? She's would be strongly in his camp if he were to become a candidate.
That's right. Nancy Pelosi, the whole Northern California machine. There are two distinct parts of California's political machine, one in the north, one in the south. And the one in the north is Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, when she was alive, and her family, the Getty family of Getty Oil. They're very close to Gavin. And there's some thinking that they've been bringing him along since he was very young, maybe since college age or shortly thereafter, and grooming him for this day. Then one day he could take a shot at the White House. But one thing I did want to bring up is, let's not forget, within the past year or so, that time when Gavin visited the White House, everybody was saying he's going to measure the drapes now. He's not having a friendly chit chat. He's measuring the drapes. And so those things are coming back to haunt people.
Oakland, one of the problems that California has is that Oakland and San Francisco are in trouble with crime and with a lack of trust in the governance. And it just got worse. FBI raided the home of the Oakland mayor, Shang Tao, several weeks ago, I believe. And the news is that the mayor has now hired a new lawyer. The news is also that there's a recall vote scheduled for either a special vote or on the November ballot with 40,000 signatures. The people who gathered those signatures said, we could have gotten more. We just stopped after a while, and people were afraid to sign their names because the mayor said there might be retaliation. But now the FBI raid has led to this revelation. I don't think it's from the U.S. attorney. That would be irregular. Officials allegedly received donations through a sex trafficking drug ring to the mayor, where they were laundered. Jeff, this is spectacular. If it followed through, Oakland was already in trouble. It's not the mayor, Jeff, but I guess that the mayor is going to be one of the first casualties.
Yes, this problem with the mayor is just a symptom of what's going on in Oakland. And Oakland's had for many years a problem with corruption, as have many of the big cities in California. And so you have this situation right now where there are allegations of money going into straw candidates or from straw contributors, actually. And now you're going to have these other people throughout Oakland, because this is a much wider problem than just the mayor and a few people on the city council.
To Portlandia, you've recently visited Oregon, where the news was always that there had been a decision made to go another direction. But the experiment was to decriminalize certain drugs. And I believe it's come to trouble. What kind of trouble did you see, Jeff?
Well, the homeless problem seems to have gotten worse, if that was possible. It has continued to spread out from Portland proper out to the suburbs. It's really expanding the number of encampments out there. The stories of the rise in crime, the damage that's been done to the beautiful downtown area, the number of businesses that have left there. It's sad. Portland is probably one of the most beautiful big cities in the United States. It's located along a river. It's not far from the coast. It's bordered by mountains and beautiful forests. And yet it's got this ongoing problem. Within a few hours of being in Portland, we went out for a walk from our hotel. We were approached for fentanyl and meth and people selling used needles and all kinds of drugs. And we were in an area that was kind of a border area between nice and not so nice. You know, they're trying to, you know, redevelop areas. But it's locked itself into a terrible problem, because one of the situations that happened with the decriminalization was it brought in a lot of people from other counties and other states even. Right. And once they got here, they said, the city will take care of us. It'll take care of our needs for food and shelter, and we'll just get our checks and we'll use it on drugs. And of course, other things come with that, like crime and other sorts of human misery. It was very sad.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.